WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Fog. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Fog. 68 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Good morning. This is KE8YGV, Kilo Echo 8. Yankee Golf Victor, monitoring. N8EHP, Norway 8, Echo Hotel Papa. Listening. YGV, heard someone come across and say they were listening to this repeater station, but I didn't get your call sign.
Yes,
guess the call sign here is November 8, Echo Hotel Papa, or N8, Extra Horsepower. Name is Dave, and this repeater is full scale here in Detroit this morning. Over. Well, good morning, Dave. My name is Russ. I'm up in the Davison area, so you're down in Detroit. That's interesting. You must be connected through the link repeaters. Over. Oh, Russ, it seems like more of that's going on these days, thanks to the internet connections, where multiple repeaters are linked up. I'm getting into the Saginaw machine on 5.330, 88 Hz PL, using the 10 ohmic Yagi at about 35 feet, about 50 watts into the Yagi, over. Yeah, Dave, I'm running out of the Lapeer repeater. I forget the call sign for it, but it's Lapeer County Amateur Radio Club's repeater. Over. I pushed a bunch of buttons here, Russ, but now I'm into Lapeer. Over. Well, that's pretty good. How many miles are you away from that tower? Well, I'm a lot further away than Bay City, that's for sure. Bay City's got to be... well, I'm Saginaw, what I'm thinking here. Early in the morning here. Saginaw. That's easily 100 miles. And that repeater's full scale. Well, Pierre's not quite full scale here. This is only maybe 48 miles, 52 miles, something like that, maybe, over. Well, you have a good system, good antenna there, reaching that far. So, looks like it's going to be a pleasant but warm day today. I've got to get some projects done around here, and... I'm just trying to muster up the motivation this morning. Russ, I think you're right about the good antenna. I actually hear you on the input, over. You know, I often wonder how far I can reach on Simplex signal. I'm probably, gosh, I don't know, 20 miles away. Let me check in here. From the 15 or 20 miles away from the antenna, the repeater I'm talking on, I was wondering how what the range actually is. I'd like to do a test radio check one day. Over. Well, that last transmission you made, you were almost full quieting on the input, and then your signal just disappeared. So there's probably a little bit of up and down going on. Did you say you were in Davison? Yes, I'm in Davison. I just checked it, about 15 miles away from the Lapeer repeater. Well, I remember Channel 28's tower, which I could see up close and personal in the Ortonville Recreation Area on one of the hilltops in there. I could also see 28's tower blinking with the strobe lights from Deanville Mountain about, I don't know, 40 plus miles away up to the north of Imlay City.
Yeah, that, and you're transmitting at 50 watts, you say?
Well, Lapeer almost faded away. So I had a
go over to Bay City. Now I'm going to Bay City. Originally, I was working in Saginaw, and I went over to Lapeer after you said you were going to Lapeer, and now I'm on Bay City, in Bay City. Because the Lapeer machine almost faded away, I missed what you said. Possibly a comment about me looking at Channel 28's tower 40 years ago from two different locations up there. Over.
I am trying to find the Bay City frequency. I don't know if I have it listed in here. I programmed quite a few of them in the state on there, but I'm not finding it. What's the frequency that Bay City's on?
Bay City's on 5.310, 5.310 with a 131 PL. Over. Like the propagation heading north from Detroit is dropping like a rock here. Maybe it'll come back in a couple of minutes, NADHP.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Partly sunny, 70 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the... Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 85 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly sunny, 86 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 86 degrees.
NHGYU, this is NHVLC.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
NHGYU, this is NHVLC. Are you out there?
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 87 degrees.
KJMGN test.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 86 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the
Whiskey 8 Alpha Golf Whiskey Check.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 86 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Well, that's what the sheriff department said, yep,
apparently the jet went into some kind of emergency mode in, you know, where East Tawa said it's right by the lake, and, yeah, one crashed down in the Save-A-Lot parking lot of fuel cell and smashed a couple of cars, and the other one landed in the lake out there by Tawa State Park, Roger.
Wow, Roger that. My wife said she heard an explosion around 6:20, and we thought it was a transformer had gone.
Yeah, this was like, I don't know, about 4:15-ish, 4 o'clock, 4:15, and they fly over us all the time. You can hear them. I didn't even hear them. And all of a sudden, a bunch of emergency vehicles were reaching out, and they thought something blew up. They thought a plane crashed, because I asked Cole County Airport right here. They thought somebody crashed into the lake here on. But, yeah, coming to find out, that's what happened was an F-16 with some kind of emergency, and he started shooting all of his droppables.
Wow, that's something else. I go deer hunting up in Standish at a friend's place, and we've had the warthogs fly over once or twice, very low, and pretty exciting stuff. That's terrible. Hopefully nobody was hurt.
Yeah, Roger that. I think there were falling. I don't think anybody was hurt. A couple of vehicles got smashed in the parking lot. Sheriff Department with us in there, but it'll be on the news. They not the first time this has happened. Up there from Grayling to Camp Grayling to right across from Tawas here, they kind of make it a straight line through the lake and follow the lake shore down south, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Okay, well, appreciate the update. Got my generator going. I'm going to use the internet out of my truck and turn on the news.
Copy that. KJFCV. Mobile.
Okay, 73 is good there, my friend. 58, also in the kilo. Station clear.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 83 degrees.
Hello. It's Sandy, I'm monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly sunny. 79 degrees.
Alpha.
KEHCV monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 75 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, 80 well, monitoring.
KFADYL, monitoring.
KF8BRD.
Hey, station BRD. How's it going this evening? It's pretty muggy here.
You say Mike?
I said it's pretty muggy here. How's it going on your end?
Well, thanks to air conditioning, I don't know. I know it was pretty darn muggy earlier, though. I work in heating and cooling, so I spend 90% of my time out in the worst temperatures of the season, so.
Ah, well, that sounds like a fun job. That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's, just turned on the radio here.
And what were you calling
going
name?
On and sitting outside, it's pretty muggy. It's pretty muggy outside.
I didn't get your call or name. I just caught that somebody was talking, saying stand by.
My name's Ken, and the call is KF8AYO, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima.
Name's Jim over here, KF8BRD, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Romeo Delta.
All right, I got that. Where about you at? I'm in Birch Run here, coming off the Guilford Tower.
I am in Grand Ledge, just west of Lansing. I'm not sure what tower it is. KC8LCY, I think.
Grand Ledge, all right, well. Yeah, I used to know a guy who lived in Grand Ledge a long, long time ago. But, I'm talking back in the early 90s.
Yeah, I've only lived here 2, maybe 3 years. What do you do for work?
I do IT work for automotive OEM. I got my own consulting business. Used to be a lot of fun. Not so fun anymore. Maybe I'm just getting old, I don't know. But I used to like it, now I don't. It's just a job now, but still, it pays the bills.
As far as work goes, they'll wear on you after a while.
Yeah, it's just kind of a different environment these days.
So I'm assuming you're a fairly new hand as well?
I don't know how to put it. It's just the whole workforce has changed. They've offshored so much stuff and they want you to train some of these guys, tell them how to do certain things, and it's like, well, they're supposed to have these qualifications. Why do I have to tell them what to do? It's just that kind of stuff, but I don't know. I'm happy to do it.
Assuming by your call, you're fairly new to ham as well.
So.
Yeah, must have lost you. I don't know if we had some ducting going on or not, but it was nice chatting with you for a minute. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Romeo Delta. I'm going to go back to scan mode. 73, and have a good night.
All right, yeah, I don't know what happened, but 73 is good, good making your acquaintance. This is KF8 Whale.
Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear. 74 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.